Making our way here through the Milan Coaches Shows on a Friday afternoon. Let's get right to him here. We'll talk with the head coach of the Milan boys, obviously following the interview that I haven't actually recorded yet, but when we air it this afternoon, it'll be the first one up with head coach Chet Early. The boys from Milan High School, I'm scrambling here to get their schedule up, but we'll have that shortly. I do know this. They haven't lost yet. They're 7-0. And they'll play back-to-back nights. Got a victory last night against Brookfield, and now we'll play tonight against Maysville. And I know, Coach Dabney, that the boys got to be enjoy playing at home. A lot of home games, as we talked about last week, and they're right in the middle of the home stand now.
Exactly. It's nice to be at home for a while. I think just not having to travel, I think, saves on your energy level and your legs a little bit. So we're glad that we've been at home here for, I believe this is our fourth straight home game. So it's been a good time for us.
Yeah. I always come up with, you know, I'm waiting for coaches to call me back and say, okay, what's going to be kind of the first thought that I have for the interview this week? And I've talked about this with other coaches, but when you have an outstanding team with really good athletic ability, and we know that your team does have that, Coach, you know, so often we talk about, well, Dre Moorhead's hitting threes and Ryan's tough to stop on the inside and you're looking to get Dominic back and you got Hunter doing his thing from the wing. And those are all exciting things, and they put butts in the seats and those things, but I think the biggest thing that gets overlooked when you're blessed with great athletic ability and quickness is you can get after people defensively. And it looks like that's one area where you've really picked it up this year.
Exactly. We've kind of prided ourselves on defense, and that leads to a lot of our offensive points, to be quite honest. We score a lot out of our defense, but I kind of felt like we'd been a little slow here at the start of the year, and some of our angles hadn't been real great, and I felt like last night we broke out of that. And defensively, we were scrapping and we were moving our feet a lot more than we have been up till this point. And Brookfield gave us a good test in the first half, and I really felt like in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, our kids came ready to play the defense that I knew that they had the ability to play, which goes a long ways and makes us that much more. I mean, we've been doing a great job at the offensive end, and now that our defense is starting to come around, I'd like to think we're a pretty tough team to compete with.
Well, let's talk about a guy here for a little bit. That's generally he's very consistently a double-digit scorer for you. We haven't mentioned him a whole lot here over the first month of the interviews, and he's just putting up numbers, Coach. Eddie Gonzalez, a very strong basketball player for the Wildcats.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Eddie's done a great job for us, and, you know, we've shifted positions with him a little bit. We've put him on the baseline of our defense to kind of get a little bit of strength and size down there while Dominic's been out. And I think I like Eddie down in the post probably more than I like Dom down in the post. So he's done a great job. The other night, he came off of a 24-point night where he shot the ball really well. He probably had, I think, six steals to go with that, adding in, you know, seven or eight rebounds. And then the thing that impressed me the most, though, last night was there were some opportunities he had. And sometimes after a big game, a kid will kind of force some things up. And he had some opportunities to go one-on-two that I thought maybe he could split and go through and probably still score, that he decided to spread the floor a little bit and look for a teammate on that. And that speaks volumes of what kind of player Eddie is, because that shows me that the team is much more important than any stats that he puts up. And when you have kids like that have that kind of God-given ability and believe in their teammates the way that Eddie does, and he's an extremely good passer as well, it makes for a really good player, and it makes your team that much better. So I can't speak enough about the job that Eddie's done for us far this year, and I hope it continues.
We had a conversation. This is going back a number of years when you were in the Novinger tournament. I think it might have been the team very early in the season that was would have been Quinn Doak's freshman year, if I remember right. And we were kind of talking about the fact that, you know, you were going in the right direction and you had freshmen that were really kind of, you know, they were going to get it throughout the year, and Milan basketball was coming. But we also talked about, and your boys were part of the conversation too, about how at that point, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, they were getting better fast. And once they arrive, it's going to completely change the look of Milan basketball. That doesn't seem like it was all that long ago, Coach. And yet I just kind of remember that conversation off the top of my head.
It is. This group of kids that we have that are our seven seniors right now have played a lot of basketball. They've traveled a lot. They've put in a lot of extra work. They're multi-sport athletes. It feels like it's gone with a snap of a fingers for me. Of course, when one of those is your own son, everyone says don't blink, they grow up so fast, and they do. And I kind of feel that way about all these guys because we've spent so much time together that they're just a great group of kids, and they just compete at anything that they do. Even when I had them in junior high in PE class, they'd fight over a bowling score because they wanted to be, have the best score. I mean, that's just how they are. They'd fight playing ping pong. They just genuinely enjoy competition. And when you put that with the way that they celebrate for their teammates and the way that they play and some God-given ability thrown in there, it makes for a really fun time to be around. And I try to not take it for granted that, you know, you don't have this every year, but we've had them for a while now, and we're just going to try to enjoy the ride with these guys.
And I feel like I got, you know, not that I talk with the boys at all the time. I end up talking with you and John about the basketball and the football programs, but we know that Milan had their fair share of injuries to be kind as far as the football season goes. But I could also tell in talking with your husband how proud he was of the guys, because there was no give up in the Wildcats all season long, even though they were down to second and third stringers. And that told me enough about the Milan boys that I didn't know about in the last couple of years.
Definitely. You know, it made me very excited for our basketball season to get started, because I saw some guys that, you know, we had some season-ending injuries for some kids. And, you know, you can't play through those season-ending injuries. But there were also a lot of guys who got banged up on plays that had to peel themselves up off the ground. You know, Dre, Hunter, and Ryan, I saw numerous times, you know, have to kind of peel themselves up, but kind of look around and think, you know what, these guys need me. And I think that that has carried them into the next season. You know, the way that they compete for each other, and I know that those guys who ended up getting hurt throughout the course of football felt bad, not because they weren't playing, but because they felt like, gosh, my teammates could really use me right now. So we have a really good group of kids right now at Milan that really care about each other and care about what their teams do. And you don't always have that with high school kids, and I don't think that's something you can make. I think that's something that they have from within themselves, and it makes for a lot of fun to be, you know, to go to practice every day and compete with every day.
What does Maysville look like tonight, Coach? I don't know much about the Wolverines. I got a couple of scores from the Gallatin tournament. Other than that, not a lot of knowledge on my end on the Wolverines. Do you know much about them?
We have a little bit of film on them, not a whole lot. Somewhat athletic. I think they're similar to the Polo group in that they've got a couple kids that have some strength there on the inside. Played pretty good defense in the film that I saw. A lot of man-to-man defense, and can push the tempo a little bit. So it's definitely going to be a night where, you know, especially coming off of a big win from last night, we're going to have to be ready to play and execute and continue to move our feet defensively and hope the chips fall in our favor tonight.
Well, we were talking off the air a little bit, too, about how, and this isn't going to be a Milan conversation as much here for the next 30 seconds, but it's a really interesting boys' race in the GRC, because I think you got four or five teams that have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack, and you got a really key game tonight that I know you're going to have your eyes and ears on to see what happens with Gallatin up at Princeton.
Yeah, that's going to be two really good teams that, we'll be anxious to see. You know, knowing that what Princeton had coming back and how athletic they are, you know, you knew that they would be at the top of the race. And I've heard a lot about this young group from Gallatin that's coming up through. So I'll be anxious to see what happens tonight. I think both teams bring a lot of talent to the table, add a little bit of length to that. And they're both well-coached teams that should make for a really great game tonight.
No, I've been at Holiday Hoops now for a couple of days, last night along with Saturday, and, you know, people talk and they say, you know, what's going to be one of the premier matchups in Holiday Hoops? And, you know, they ask me because I've seen a lot of teams, and, you know, Plattsburgh made the Final Four last year, and, you know, your team was capable of getting there and didn't quite get there because, you got beaten by Vanfar, as we know, in the first round. But those are two Final Four quality teams when you play Plattsburgh next Friday at 8:30, Coach. That's going to be a really good matchup. I hope it's a big crowd on the 27th.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking forward to that. When we heard what the matchup was going to be, our kids were really excited because those are the games that we want to play in. And Plattsburgh is a premier team that has a lot coming back from that team from last year. And they add some good size with some good speed in the point guard position. They shoot the ball real well. They defend real well. They're big, strong kids. It's going to be a good matchup for us. We're going to have to – it'll be a good test for us right before – starting the new year off here so that we can see exactly where we're at and see what we need to improve upon. And I like that it's so early because it gives you time to kind of figure out, you know, the past couple of years we've had some competitive games there, district time or playoff time, and it doesn't give you a whole lot of time to work on those things that you really need to work on. So this is going to be a good early season test for us, and the boys are definitely looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great environment. I think our time has changed.
It has. Yep.
That. I think they moved that up to maybe a 7 o'clock game. Is that right?
Yes, I was just going to correct myself on that because they have Mercer against the Chillicothe JV as the final game of the night. So the girls are playing at 5:30 and the boys are playing at 7 on Friday. So just make sure that you're there at 5:30 if you're going to watch both Milan games on the 27th.
Yep, definitely. And it should be a good girls game as well.
Absolutely. I was kind of putting two and two together, Coach, because usually when I look at it, and Plattsburgh's kind of sort of in our area, we know Milan's in our area, and it kind of feels like they don't play a lot, but the boys played them in football to start the season. So at least from an athletic kind of knowing who they're playing, they're going to have a little bit of knowledge on the Tigers.
Exactly. And, you know, we recognize some of the kids from the football season, and they were kids who made big plays against us, and that was a one-point ball game this year, so obviously our kids are looking forward to kind of rematching them. Even though it's a different sport, it's a lot of the same kids, so we're definitely looking forward to that aspect as well.
How often will you get the kids in the gym next week, Coach? Obviously Christmas is involved there, but between Monday and Thursday.
Well, it's tough because you want to give kids time, you know, to spend quality time with their family, yet at the same time, we have to practice in order to play. So we'll practice early Monday morning and then take a 24th and 25th off, and then we'll have to come back in the evening of the 26th to get ready for that game on the 27th. But I kind of look at it as this is a group of kids that really enjoys playing basketball, and it's kind of their favorite thing to do. And if we didn't have practice and we weren't there, I'm pretty sure half of them would be texting me anyways asking me to open the gym. So we'll just bring them all in, and we'll be ready to go next week. And hopefully they have some good quality time with family mixed in there, and then maybe their family can come watch and play, which would be a great way to spend the holiday.
Well, we're going to have Dennis on that call for Plattsburgh Milan. That's my family Christmas up in Minnesota that night, so I might be eating Christmas ham and have my phone out trying to listen to the game and see what's happening down here. So that's going to be a good one, needless to say.
Exactly. So you better be careful on that travel. I hope for good weather for you.
Yeah.
And hope that you enjoy your time with family and get away for a while and then come back rejuvenated like we're going to.
Well, Saturday could be interesting because I'm trying to get back for a Trenton 4 o'clock game and I'm flying through O'Hare on the way back, and O'Hare can be really nasty if you get some of that Chicago December weather going.
Right, yes. Very busy.
Yes, so, exactly.
Safe travels to
you,
Tom.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you in the new year. Good luck with these games coming up tonight and then again next Friday at the Ketchum Center.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.